السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
Before we start, inshallah, please come, at least come closer. Alhamdulillah, Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ شَمَعَ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ السَّكِينَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيمَنْ عِنْدَهُ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إن الحمد لله العظيم الحمد لله الكريم الحمد لله يا ربنا ومولانا الحمد لله يا ربنا ومولانا خالقنا ورازقنا مدبر الأمر يتنزل الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض وإلى الله عاقبة الأمور وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يعلم ما في الصدور يعلم السر وأخفى الخلاق العظيم الرزاق الكريم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الأمر الرشيد والحبل الشديد الفعال لما يريد سبحانه ربي عز جاهك وجل ثناؤك وتقدست أسماؤك في السماء ملكك وفي الأرض سلطانك في الجنة رحمتك وفي النار سطوتك وفي كل شيء آيتك وحكمتك لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على نبينا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله وصحبه عدد ما خلقت في السماوات وعدد ما خلقت في الأراضين وعدد ما خلقت بينهما وعدد ما أنت خالق اللهم صل عليه صلاة ترضيك وترضيه يا رب العالمين اللهم صل عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم صل عليه صلاة وسلاما متلازمين أبدا إلى يوم الدين اللهم صل عليه حق قدره ومقداره العظيم اللهم صل عليه عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزينة عرشك ومداد كلماتك أما بعد صلوا على رسول الله Subhanallah, the topic of today, how to get light, how to get beauty in the face, how to get light in the face. Subhanallah, if somebody has a good face and he is looking good, but his heart is not good, he will not love him. The love is between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, sometimes you see somebody, mashallah, he is good, he is handsome, he is cute, but when you see his heart is black. You not love him. Even if you bring all the doctors to make you beautiful or handsome, and your heart is not that good, nobody will love you. Allah, al-mahabba fi yadi al-Rahman subhanahu. The love is between the hands of Allah subhanahu. So, if somebody wants to love you, he will love you. Allah will make him love you. Why? Because Allah loves you. If Allah loves you, he will make all the human beings loves you. But subhanAllah, how you want Allah to love you? أحسن ما بينك وبين الله يحسن الله ما بينك وبين الناس. Try to make a strong and good relationship between you and Allah. Allah will make strong and good relationship between you and the human being. But subhanAllah, if you have a bad relationship between you and Allah, 100%. Others, they will hurt you. They will not love you. They will hate you. They will harm you. Why? Because you don't love Allah, or because Allah does not love you, so people will not love you. Make efforts, make relationship between you and Allah good, everybody will be good to you. There are some steps and some things we should do if you want to get beauty and light in the face by obedience of Allah subhanahu. هناك أشياء وخطوات إذا عملتها يصبح وجهك جميلا بإذن الله ويعطيك الله سبحانه من نوره. Let's start with the first step. الحسنة, the good deed. أستغفر الله is حسنة. Saying الحمد لله is حسنة. الحسنة, أن تقول الحمد لله حسنة. لا إله إلا الله حسنة. الله أكبر حسنات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله حسنات. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته حسنات. الأمر بالمعروف حسن والنهي عن المنكر حسنات وإرشاد الضال حسنات. Spreading salam on your brother حسنات. Good deeds. Saying وعليكم السلام, good deeds. Forbidding the bad is a good deed. Joining the good is a good deed. Giving advice to your brother for the sake of Allah is a good deed. Try to collect as you can from hasanat. As you can. Then you're going to ask me, ما علاقت الحسنة بنور الوجه وبجمال الوجه. What is the relationship? You're going to ask me, what is the relationship between الحسنة, the good deed, with the light of the face? Okay, listen to this. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه إن للحسنة إن للحسنة ضياء في الوجه. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, الحسن has light in the face. Means by doing حسن you will get light in the face. وَنُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ and نور in the heart. نور في القلب بمعنى تعبد الله عز وجل على بصيرة. We'll get نور, light in the heart. Means you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by knowledge. Allah will give you that knowledge. Allah will guide you to learn His deen and to worship Him by knowledge. تعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى على بصيرة. إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ ضياء في الوجه ونورا في القلب وسعة في الرزق. You will get, mashallah, wide livelihood, wide rizq. Because of what? Because of hasanat. Baraka. وقوة في البدن. You will get strength in the body. By doing what? By collecting more hasanat. وللسيئة, on the opposite, وللسيئة سوادا في الوجه. سيئة, the bad deed, by committing bad deed you will get, your face will be black, blackness in the face. وسوادا وظلمة في القلب and darkness in the heart. Darkness in the heart. You cannot separate between the good and the bad, between the right and the wrong, because you don't see that, don't see the truth. وَضُعْفًا أَوْ وَهْنًا فِي الْبَدَنِ. You'll feel that you are weak, you have weakness in the body because of سيئات, because of doing or committing bad deeds. وَضِيقًا فِي الرِّزْقِ. Your risk is not that good, it's not much. As Prophet said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ الذَّنْبَ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقَ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. حكم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the servant gets deprived from the risk because of the sin that he's committing. be away from the sin, be away from the bad deeds, you will get inshallah much risk, more risk, and you will get strength in the body, and you will get faith in your heart and in your face. There is another thing, how to get light and beauty in the face. لجمال الوجه يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نضر الله امرئا نضر بمعنى بيض بيض الله وجهك أعطاك نور وجمال نضر الله امرئا سمع مني شيئا سمع مني شيئا فبلغه كما سمع ما زال فرب مبلغ أوعى من سامع أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السؤال نضر الله امرئا means may Allah give you light and may Allah make your face white and has nur. May Allah give the one that he listened and he heard hadith, just little thing from the Prophet and he spread it and he said it to somebody else like da'wah. Allah will give you light in your face by doing these things. How? In Facebook, most people they enter to the Facebook, right? In Facebook, Prophet ﷺ said this and this, I share. In Twitter, Prophet ﷺ said, I share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I share. Something has a relationship with the religion, I share. Blackberry, I share. Every time I enter, sharing just what is religious. To get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرِئًا قُلْنَا بِسَلَىٰهِمْ نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرِئًا سَمِعَ مِنِّي حَدِيثًا فَحَفِظَهُ حَتَّى يُبَلِّغَهُ غَيْرًا. Prophet says, may Allah give light and beauty in the face for the one that he memorized. Hear the hadith of the Prophet and he memorized this till he conveyed to somebody else. By doing this, lies in the face. And you be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no good talk, no better talk than doing da'wah. Easy. You know something in deen? Spread it. As Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. If you know just one verse, spread this. What are you going to lose? You're going to win. You're going to be successful in dunya and akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. الدعوة إلى الله وحدة. لا لحزبية أو وطنية أو عصبية جاهلية أو عرقية. Make da'wah to Allah only, not to certain country, certain group, certain this and this. No, just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. العمل الصالح. الدعوة يليها العمل الصالح. لا ينبغي أن تكون هناك دعوة أو أن تكون داعي إلى الله ولا يكون عملك صالح. You make da'wah to Allah, good, but your deed should be good. It cannot be good to make da'wah to others to be good and your deed is not good. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ and says, I am from the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. I submit my will to Allah subhanahu. أنا مسلم. أسلم أمري إلى الله. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. سبحان الله وجه المؤمن لا يحتاج إلى مساحيق أو عملية تجميل كي يصبح جميلا. The face of the believer does not need any surgery or any makeup or any cream to be beautiful. It needs only the obedience of Allah subhanahu. More hasanat, spreading the talk of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making dawah and making more sujood. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. قال ابن عباس بمعنى في وجوههم النور. سبحان الله, they have trace in their faces because of what? Because of sujood, because of prostration to Allah سبحانه. They have light in their face because of sujood. Make more sujood and you're going to see the light in your face, inshallah. Subhanallah, there are some people, they love you just for your kindness. Some people, they love you just for your money. Some people, they love you just because you have a good thinking, you have good advice with them. But there is no one better than the one that he is good, that he loves you because of your deen, because of your religion, because of your obedience to Allah subhanahu. That's the best ever. أن يحبك الناس لأجل دينك. To be loved by others because of your deen. That's the greatest ni'mah. If I ask you, do you want to get light in your face? You will say yes. So, obey Allah and follow His prophets. يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking with the believers. اتقوا الله, fear Allah, obey Allah, follow Allah, وآمنوا برسوله, and believe in His prophet, in His messenger. يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته. He will give you two parts of His mercy. Shafi'i رحمه الله said, if Allah has given us just one part of His mercy, we'll be in all of us will be inshallah in the paradise, in Jannah. And Allah will give you light in your face. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به. He will give you light, you will walk with, and He will forgive you. Do you want something better than this? Are you looking for something better than this? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu. You are a believer, you should be proud of this. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, you, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your talk is light. Your sight is light. Your hearing is light. Your heart is light. You have light. And you walk with light. When you talk, you feel that subhanAllah, the talk enters the heart. Because why? Because you have light in your talk. Because you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah has given light in your talk. That's why whoever listens to you, you will see that he likes your talk. Because you are talking from the heart, and the talk from the heart goes right away to the heart. On the opposite, if somebody is talking, is not talking from the heart, of course, his talk will come to my ear, come to my left ear, and will get out from my right ear. Because his talk has no light. There's another thing. To get light in the face. Everybody knows about this. Tahajjud, qiyam al-layl, قيام الليل التهجد سبب من أسباب النور في الوجه. If you want to have light in your face, make قيام at night. Turaka. Starts with turaka. Starts with just one witr. Okay, do not pray witr right away after Isha. Delay it. Okay? Try. At least till you go home, pray then sleep. Try to set your alarm half an hour, 15 minutes before subah, as you can. Then pray witr. Other day, before you pray witr, two rakah. Other day, till you set up yourself with that. And you see, subhanAllah, the light in your face. But subhanAllah, قيام الليل له سر خاص بينك وبين الرحمن. تخلو بالرحمن سبحانه. لا صداع سيارات ولا رنين هواتف ولا من يزعجك بينك وبين الله عز وجل. تقرأ القرآن وتتأمل فيه تحس بحلاوة الإيمان. When you make, when you pray at night, even with two rak'ah or just one rak'ah, in that time you feel the sweetness of the Quran. You love the Quran. In that time, you and Allah only. No one will bother you. No phone ringing, no noise of the cars, or the people, or the human being. Nothing at all, just between you and Allah. Silence, quiet. In that moment, ask Allah what you want. In that moment, ask Allah forgiveness. Ask Allah to guide you, to guide your wife, to guide your children. Ask Allah to bring more barakah to you, in your body, in your rizq, in your knowledge, in your study, in your job, whatever. Ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sami'un basir subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujib da'was. Sallu ala rasulillah. الحسن البصري رحمه الله قيل له الحسن البصري رحمه الله قيل له ما بال من يقوم الليل على وجوههم نور. الحسن البصري رحمه الله ومن التابعين, he was asked why those they pray at night they have lights in their faces. He said خلوا بالرحمن فألبسهم الرحمن من نوره. They prayed only to Allah in that time, in that night, only to Allah subhanahu. Nobody with them. Then Allah subhanahu gave them light in their faces. You still remember to get light, to do hasanat. Then to make more sujood, to make da'wah to Allah subhanahu, to spread the hadith, the talk of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to have taqwa and to follow the sunnah by doing this, and to make qiyam, tahajjud, to pray at night. You see, if you will get inshallah, you will get light in your face and beauty in your face. You don't need any makeup, even for our sisters, they don't need any makeup for that. Pray at night and you'll see how your face will be inshallah beautiful. Without any cream, without any surgery, nothing at all. Allah will give you light in your face. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named one surah in Surah Al-Quran, in the Quran, with Surah An-Nur. Nur means light. Surah An-Nur, the chapter of light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And he says in the ayah, Nurun ala nur. Allah is nur above nur. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yashay. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yashay. Allah guides to his nur whom he wills. By believing in Allah and following his messenger, Allah will give you light. Allah will make your heart accept the lies and be full of lies and your face. And people, they will see the lies in your face. You are different. You are different. Sometimes you don't see your face. You don't see the lies in your face. But others, they see it. Oh, subhanAllah. You look handsome. Something is different in your face. I will tell you, if somebody prayed at night, wallahi al-azim, if somebody prayed at night, I see the light in his face. Oh, subhanAllah. If somebody, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَاللَّهِ أَرَى النُّورَ فِي وَجِهِ. If somebody prayed at night, I see, I'm screaming myself, I see his light in his face. I see the nur in his face. But unfortunately, most of Muslims, they don't. قال أبي بن كعب رحمه الله رضي الله عنه المؤمن يتقلب في خمسة أنوار كلامه نور وعلمه نور ومدخله نور ومخرجه نور ومصيره إلى النور يوم القيامة إلى الجنة. أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه said the believer has four kinds. He swims on the light. His talk is light, is nur. His knowledge is nur. His entrance to his house, to wherever he goes, is nur. His exit from any place has nur. And subhanAllah, his final destination to Jannah with nur. Sallallahu ala Rasulillah. So, لهذا كان من دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه عند خروجه من منزله إلى المسجد اللهم جعل في قلبي نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا اللهم أعظم لي نورا وأعطني نورا واجعل لي نورا. So, from the dua of the Prophet ﷺ to say after going out from his house to the masjid, oh Allah, bring nur in my face. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا, bring nur in my heart. Amen. And in my sight, my vision, and in my hearing, and in my right, and in my left, and above me, and underneath. Oh Allah, give me light. Give light to all of me. This is a dua. We should all memorize this dua. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura. Wa fi sam'i nura. Wa fi basari nura. Wa an yamini nura. Wa an shimali nura. Wa min fawqi nura. Wa min tahti nura. Allahumma ij'al li nura. Wa atini nura. Wa a'zim li nura. Please, brothers, small book, Hisl Muslim. Learn this dua. They are very, very beneficent. You will lose nothing. You will get more reward every time you say it, you recite it. Try, inshallah, to make little efforts. Easy, subhanAllah. Easy to learn the deen. Sallu ala Rasulillah. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yasha. Allah guides to his nur whom he wills. Allah guides to him, to his nur whom he wills. And another ayah, في آية أخرى, أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. ميتا معنى كان كافرا. فأحييناه أي هديناه الإسلام كما جاء في التفسير. وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس. نور يمشي به في الناس. Allah سبحانه says, for the one that he was dead, and we give him life. In the tafsir, in the interpretation, the one that he was dead means the one that he was kafir. He was disbeliever. And Allah guided him to the Islam. And he made him walk in light between people. Of course, he's not the one like the one that he is walking in darkness. كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها. Of course, the one that she, he has guidance and he has nur, he's not the one, he's not like the one that he lives in the darkness. And he lives just, there is no light, just darkness. There is no nur from Allah subhanahu, because he's not a believer. He's disbelieving in Allah subhanahu. That's why his value just to be black and to have just darkness. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. الله is a protector of those that have believed. He takes them away, he takes them from the darkness to the noor. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the believers, the Muslims, strong believers, from the darkness to the light. You are a Muslim, you have light in your face. You are a Muslim, you have light in your face. You don't see that light, but others they see it. You have the light of Islam in your face. That's enough. You bear witness that there is no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah. تشهد أن الله هو الواحد الأحد. لا إله إلا الله. وتشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. You are a Muslim. صلى الله على رسول الله. Allah will give you light by being Muslim. This is one. That's if you want to get more lights in your face, more good deeds, make more sujood to Allah subhanahu, make da'wah, spread and convey the talk and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Facebook, in Twitter, in wherever you are. Even by smiling, spreading the smile of the Prophet ﷺ, doing good deeds, having good morals. Especially now we are in a Muslim country. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you here just to make money and to have fun and to have a good job and to live a better life. Do not think that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you here for what? To spread the Islam. Allah will ask all of us, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُ. It is a reminder for you and for your people, and you will be all asked on their judgments. Do as you can. Do as you can. Of course, most of us, we work with non-Muslims from time to time. Talk, explain to him the Islam, try to use hikmah and wisdom. Give him a copy of the Quran, pray for him, make dua for him. If he gets guided, congratulations. Just one. If just one embraced Islam because of your efforts, or because of your dua, or because of your morals, congratulations. It's better for you than everything in this life. Sallallahu ala Rasulillah. You as a Muslim, as a believer, your talk is light. Your thinking is light. Your hearing is light. Your sight is light. Whatever you do is light. And your talk, the way that you talk, it has light, but you sometimes don't feel that light. But you see the one that is listening to you, he likes your talk. Your talk has light. Say Alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Hadid, يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. When you see, of course on their judgments, you see the believers, men and women. يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم. See the light between their hands. وبأيمانهم. And on their rights. Between their hands, they want to cross the Sirat. Because on their judgments, we all know that there is no sun, there is no light, except the light of your deeds. Just darkness on their judgments. Just darkness. يوم القيامة فقط ظلمات. ظلمات لا شمس ولا قمر ولا نجوم ولا أي شيء الذي يضيء ونور أعمالك. The lights of the deeds that you are doing in the dunya will lighten your way to the sirat. And the hypocrites, of course, they have no light. Their lights will be extinguished. Be proud to your religion. Be proud because you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Be proud because you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not follow anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. What Allah says in the Quran, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the Hadith, in the talk, just follow that. If you hear somebody saying something beside this, do not follow him. Otherwise, you will be lost. Alhamdulillah for those that came late. موضوع اليوم تكلمنا عن كيف تتحصل على النور على جمال الوجه وعلى النور في الوجه بأشياء بسيطة تتحصل على الجمال من عند الله عز وجل وعلى النور في وجهك. أول خطوة الحسنة الحسنات بالحسنات يصبح لك نور في الوجه ضياء في الوجه كما قال ابن عباس ضياء في الوجه ونورا في القلب وسعة في الرزق وقوة في البدن ومحبة في قلوب الخلق. By doing good deeds you will get light in the face, نور in the heart, strength in the body, wide rizq, wide livelihood, and love in the hearts of human being. The human being will love you. On the opposite, as-sayya, kama qala ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, as-sayya sawadan fi al-wajh wa dhulmatan fi al-qalb wa dhiqan fi al-rizq wa wahnan fi al-badan wa kurhan fi qulubi al-khalq. The one that he makes bad deeds, his face will be black, blackness in the face, and darkness in the heart. He will not separate between the good and the bad. And weakness in the body, he cannot wake up for subh. He is weak. He comes from his work tired. He cannot get up to make wudu. He is too lazy. Punishments. Because of his bad deeds. He cannot come to the masjid to pray Aisha, to pray Subh. He's just sitting at home doing nothing, just watching TV. And Shaitan laughing at him. Because of doing good deeds. Try to do good deeds and you see. Alhamdulillah, you see the strength in the body, the light in your face. You see, people will see that your face is different. You have mashallah beauty. Even for the sisters, you don't need any surgery, you don't need any makeup, you don't need any cream. Just you need the nur of Allah subhanahu. How are you gonna get that nur of Allah subhanahu? Just by one thing. Obedience. Obey Allah subhanahu. Follow the Prophet sallam. Doing good hasanat, more hasanat. Spreading the word of Allah subhanahu. Make da'wah. Spreading the talk of the Prophet sallam. Making more sujood and qiyam al-layl. Brothers, qiyam al-layl is very important in the life of the Muslim. You are a Muslim, you should make qiyam al-layl. Qum al-layla illa qalila. Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Prophet ﷺ to make qiyam. Alhamdulillah, we follow the Prophet ﷺ, we should make qiyam as we can. Two rak'ah. Four rak'ah, even witr, just witr, pray, delay the witr and pray it before subh. Akhir, walaw al-witr, akhiru, la tusalli ba'da isha mubashara. Sallihi qabla subh, bin nisf sa'a, aw rub' sa'a, thumma ta'awwad, ala tusalli rak'atayn qabla al-witr. Takun mal fa'izin, insha'Allah. ومن الليل فتهجد به ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. From the night, pray just few rak'ah. Who knows? Allah may raise you up and up, degrees and degrees, by praying just few rak'ah nights. Because we know Allah subhanahu comes down every night to the lower heaven. And he starts calling us. He starts calling you while you are sleeping. What are you doing that time? Wake up. Allah is calling you. Answer. And you see your life will change, inshallah, and you will get the good and the success and the barakah and the blessing in the dunya and in the akhirah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided just you to come to Majlis al-Dhikr, to come to His house. I'm gonna finish in a few minutes, inshallah, and if you want to have a question, inshallah. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided just us to come to His house and to get the mercy and the barakah and the forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, we know from the talk of the Prophet ﷺ that there is an angel comes at the end. When you finish, he starts. He says, "An qumu maghfura lakum qad buddilat sayyi'atukum hasanat." The angel says, "Get up, congratulations. Your sins has become hasanat. Because of what? Majlis al-dhikr. Because of what? Gathering in the masjid, learning from the deen, listening to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the talk of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has guided you to come here. There are so many people, they are lost in the bars, in the parks, in watching TV, watching movies, going here and there. They have no rewards, but they have sins only. But you say, alhamdulillah, Allah has guided us to come to His house and to learn. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل في قلوبنا وقلوبكم النور. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to make and to bring. صلوا على رسول الله. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to bring the light and the nur in your faces and my face. Say Amin. وأسأل الله سبحانه to bring بركة and to bring فلاح and success in our life, in the dunya, akhira. La ilaha illallah al-harim al-kareem, la ilaha illallah rabbul arsh al-azim. Allahumma laka al-hamdu hatta tarda, wa laka al-hamdu idha radit, wa laka al-hamdu ba'da rida. Allahumma laka al-hamdu kulluh, wa laka al-shukru kulluh, bidika al-khayru kulluh, wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluh. Allahumma laka al-hamdu wa-shukru kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka al-hamdu ya kareem, Allahumma laka al-hamdu ya haleem. اللهم لك الحمد يا رحمن يا رحيم اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم ربنا وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه اللهم اجعل في وجوهنا النور يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل في قلوبنا النور يا كريم اللهم ربنا وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه اللهم اعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين في كل مكان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين 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 أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وهو البر الكريم وجزاكم الله خيرا. And please, brothers, if I made a mistake, please forgive me. I'm not a sheikh. Alhamdulillah, the sheikh is behind. Sheikh, our imam, mashallah, is the one that he deserves to be sheikh. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If somebody has a question, inshallah, ask the question and the sheikh will answer. Assalamu alaikum.
How many rakats? Fellow are